The 6 weeks at Greenville. January 29, 1867, wrote Ellen White, we left Wright, and rode to Greenville, Montcalm County, a distance of 40 miles. She described the trip. It was the most severely cold day of the winter, and we were glad to find a shelter from the cold and storm at Brother Maynard's. This dear family welcomed us to their hearts and to their home. We remained in this vicinity 6 weeks, laboring with the churches at Greenville and Orleans, and making Brother Maynard's hospitable home our headquarters. The activities in the Greenville area were much the same as at Wright. Meetings were frequent, and both James and Ellen engaged in them. She noted the improvement in her husband's health. His labors were received by the people, and he was a great help to me in the work. The Lord sustained him in every effort which he put forth. As he ventured, trusting in God, regardless of his feebleness, he gained strength and improved with every effort. With the prospects of the two laboring together among the people improving, Ellen's feeling of gratitude was unbounded. Subjects dealt with in depth were primarily systematic benevolence and health reform in its broad aspects. They found the word more readily received there than at Wright. Prejudice breaking away as plain truth was spoken, The Review and Herald, February 19, 1867. They were delighted with Greenville's surroundings. Of this James wrote. One might suppose that Montcalm County was a very new, loghouse country, it being 75 miles north of Calhoun County, and Battle Creek. But this is the most beautiful portion of the state. The farmers are generally independent, many of them rich, with large, splendid houses, large, fertile farms, and beautiful orchards. One traveling through this country passes a variety of scenery peculiar to Michigan, namely, rolling, oak openings, and plains covered with heavy maple and beech, and lofty pines. Then before he is aware of it, he comes upon a fine farm with buildings equal in size and style to the dwellings in our small cities. Ibid. The sleighing has been excellent for the last 2 months, he reported, and the weather, generally, comparatively mild and fine. Ibid. With their team of horses, which were a great blessing, they drove from 5 to 40 miles nearly every day. Although Edson and Willie occasionally accompanied their parents, they generally stayed in Battle Creek or the vicinity, where they could attend school, living with relatives or close friends. In his report written March 3, James informed the readers of the Review. Since we left home, Battle Creek, on December 19, we have rode with our team 1,000 miles, and have walked some each day, in all amounting to 100 miles. This, with our preaching, writing, baths, and rest hours, has filled up our time. Ibid, March 12, 1867. Other reports put his health at about one half recovered. He was still frail, but determined to move on by faith, looking forward to a full restoration. He closed his report of their work in the vicinity of Greenville. We have taken our leave of this people for the present, who express a desire that we should settle among them. And we feel the strongest desire, if the Lord will, to settle with this dear people where our testimony, as is most natural, is prized more than in those places where they are blessed with much ministerial labor, and the labors also of efficient local elders and experienced brethren. When men come from 10 to 15 miles on foot, and aged and feeble come from 3 to 12 miles on foot, at this season of the year, depend upon it, they come to hear. Ibid.